In local news, Barry Quayle has been voted in as the new chair of Waikato Regional Council after a majority of councillors backed the removal of Russ Remington from the top spot last week. The extraordinary meeting of council was called after a requisition signed by eight councillors, including our own Fred Litchbach, was delivered on the 17th of April after Russ Remington appeared to have difficulties in the area of race issues. Russ says he accepts that democracy has spoken, but he might be challenging the result. Meantime, in Raglan this morning, from 11 to 1, the library will be hosting fabulous drag queens Erica and Coco Flash as part of their annual tour of New Zealand. They'll be doing their Rainbow Story Time, which is all about teaching folks of all ages about acceptance, anti-bullying, inclusion, and having confidence in yourself. And Erica Flash is a 7-foot-tall blonde with much volume in her hair, and Coco Flash is the bouncy disco diva stuck in the disco era. There you go. Rainbow Story Time is a free event, no booking required, suitable for all ages. And in local sport news, the Raglan Roosters football team were playing in the first round of the Sunday League knockout competition, the Scottish Cup. They beat Not Wade & Co. from a lower division with Asa Marty and Giannis all getting a goal each. Meantime, the men's rugby team was stood up by the opposition for the second time in four games this season. The result leaves them second on the Division 2 table with only the points differential separating them from Hamilton Old Boys. And our Groms were competing in Gisborne over the weekend with Maya Matasia, the standout performer. She took out the girls' under-14 comp by a big margin, while Theo Morse had his best ever result, coming second. And the under-16 boys, Valentin Gudris, made it to the semis of the under-18s, while Luke Diamond and Ollie Gretis made it to the quarters. Kaya Fraserhurst made it to the semis of the under-18 girls. Alani Morse and Lola Gruber go to the quarters of the under-14 girls. And Lani Fraserhurst made it to the finals of the under-14 alongside Maya Matasia. And that is the Raglan News for Monday, 16th of May, 2022.